You beg the devil.
Well, now we can start. Thank you, Mr.
This meeting will come to order.
Steve, is this working?
Yeah.
Okay. Please stand for a moment of silence as we honor Senior Corporal William Sheridan Sr. and Senior Firefighter Ardith Hope.
Thank you.
At this point, I would like to recognize Mr. James Smith, then leader for the 5th grade Arrow of Light Cub Scouts for PAC 959, based out of Grace Lutheran Church, Hocassin, to satisfy part of the requirement called Creating a Better World. The PAC will be sitting and watching local government in action. These future leaders of Hocassin are attending this meeting as they complete their Cub Scout requirements and begin the important transition to Boy Scouts. Will the PAC please come forward?
This is your replacement.
I know that guy.
The PAC will now lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, and good luck, gentlemen. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Cardiac.
Here.
Mr.
Miller. Here.
Mr. Campbell.
Here.
Mr. Holland.
Here.
Mr. Patrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll card reveals 13 present.
Thank you. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting November 29th, 2016?
Motion
to
approve.
Second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Not hearing any, the minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council? Seeing none, moving on. Madam Clerk, please.
Madam President.
Sorry, John.
Yes. Resolution 16-218 it's on the agenda. But we weren't going to introduce this.
Right.
We're going.
That's correct. Okay. Madam Clerk. Please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 16139 provides for the installation of Tradition Air streetlights in the Gillian's Way subdivision located in Newcastle 100 for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 16140 to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights in the West Hampton subdivision located in Mill Creek 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 16141, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for unclassified employees of County Council. Ordinance 16142, amend the grants budget, realign $205,572.16 in federal funds and $75,000 in program income within the FY 2016 Community Development Block Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 16143 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.500, Department of Administration, to create a County Investment Advisory Board. Ordinance 16144 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.500, Department of Administration, Section 2.05.503, Office of Finance, to clarify County Investment Law. Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 16044, revised zoning map, Brandywine 100, South Side, Silverside Road, west of Marsh Road, and north of Glenside Avenue. 3.29 acres from NC 15, Neighborhood Conservation, Single Family Detached Dwellings, to CN Commercial Neighborhood, and 8.717 acres from NCSD, Neighborhood Conservation, Semi-Detached Dwellings, to CN, and to amend the 2012 comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Reports from the Select and Special Committees. May I please have the reports from any committees of council, special services? Mr. Sheldon?
Mr. Powers.
Or Mr. Powers? We can come back in a second.
Yeah, just come back.
Land use? Mr. Takeda Kabachik?
This one was my meeting. Yes, we met last week, Land Use Committee, and we discussed the terminating the workforce housing agreement between Newcastle County and the Brookview Townhomes, and executing the Downey Green Workforce Housing Agreement. We also talked about the redevelopment plans.
Thank you. Let's see. For Executive Committee, today we discuss Resolution 16219, authorizing the County Executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, ASME, and its affiliates, the Collective Bargaining Agreement. And we also discuss the Boards and Commissions processes and procedures. Next, Special Services. Mr. Powers? Mr. Cartier?
Yeah, well, Councilman Powers is discussing things with Councilman Sheldon. I'll go ahead with the report for the Finance Committee today, which met at 1:30 on the 8th floor. Under resolutions, we approved the minutes under resolutions. We have a duplicate tax payment. We are going to propose to refund to 5400 Brandywine Parkway, and that conforms with the county code where any refund of a tax payment over $20,000 must come before council for approval, and this tax payment reflects a duplicate tax payment of $440,955.57. We went under the other part of the agenda. We had a presentation on our annual financial report from the outside auditors, the firm of Clifton, Larson, and Allen. We also had a presentation discussion on the proceeds of the Port environmental study was funded by council by ordinance 15-103 for waiting emails on that. We had a presentation on tax delinquencies by the finance department, which was very illuminating. We have a very low non-collection of tax property tax in the county. We had a robust discussion about the proposed council budget for FY 2017. We're going to move ahead with a group photo for the new county council. We also approved four grants and adjourned the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Public Safety.
Thank you, Madam President. This afternoon we held the Public Safety Committee meeting, and with various police and emergency communications staff and command personnel, we went over grants that have been obtained through the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police, totaling $466,525. One of the grants will be utilized for a rapid DNA machine. The other grant will be used for 350 weapon-mounted string lights, actually on the weapon. And the Department of Justice grant, United States Department of Justice, was for the implementation of our body-worn camera program. We also heard from Chief Miller in reference to the four additional positions for RECOM, the police communications, due to the increased workload within the RECOM area. Colonel Setting was in attendance and spoke with all of council, extended his appreciation for the support of council during his tenure of service as the colonel, and everyone in attendance, all of council, made comment and paid tribute to Colonel Setting for his outstanding service to the county and outstanding leadership. The Colonel will be officially retiring on January 3rd, 2017. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Powell. Mr. Powell?
Yes. Now I have it. Special Services met on December 6th at 1:30 in the conference room. We had discussion over the Emerald Ash Borer, which I should have remembered. But, we also policing the county parks, and we had a presentation of the Route 9 library.
Thank you, Mr. Perez.
Thanks.
Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. If there is anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time, seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 16212, congratulating Sharon D. Agnew on her retirement from the office of Prothonotary. Resolution 16213, honoring the life of Senior Corporal William Sheridan Sr. and expressing condolences to his family and friends. Resolution 16214, honoring the life and service of fallen Wilmington senior firefighter Artis Pope.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Sutling-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Yes. The consent calendar has been passed. I make a motion to go out of order to consider an item J resolution. I'm asking for a second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, I move that resolution number 16221 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption. This is a resolution honoring the 225th anniversary of the Bill of Rights.
Let me read. Resolution 16221, honoring the 225th anniversary of the Bill of Rights and designating December 15, 2016 as Bill of Rights Day in Delaware.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Okay, we'd like to talk about it now. Let's see. I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public.
And did you?
I call the roll.
Okay.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R16221 is approved. I move that council resume its regular order of business. I'm asking for a second.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation? Seeing none, I would like to call Karis Kotcher up to present resolution number 16221.
At the time of the adoption of the Constitution, ratification in the different individual states, there was much objection that there was not a Bill of Rights attached to the Constitution. It was not that there was a disagreement over whether or not we should have those rights or whether or not they should be recognized, but whether or not it was necessary on the federal Constitution, considering that it was restrictive, intended to be a restrictive document. However, wise eyes saw ahead, particularly Patrick Henry. You may recall George Mason refused to sign the Constitution in Philadelphia at the convention because there was no Bill of Rights attached to it. And his Virginia Declaration of Rights of 1776 was very instrumental and was drawn from a lot. But each of the individual states sent to the first Congress that met in New York in 1789 a list of rights that they wished to see embodied into the added to the Constitution. And so there were 12 amendments worked on in that very first session, introduced by James Madison, who was not a senator from Virginia because he had opposed the Bill of Rights in the Constitutional Convention. But he promised when he was elected as to the House of Representatives in Virginia that he would work, and he kept his promise to get the Bill of Rights, those first amendments, added to the Constitution. So there's much in that. And these are, as it says in the Declaration of Independence, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. And take note of number 9 and 10. Those rights not enumerated in this list are reserved to the people and to the states respectively. It would do well for us to consider what might be the rights they were referring to in addition to those mentioned in 1 through 8. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and I'm so glad we met you. I do have commemorative 225 copies, wallet size, of the Bill of Rights that I have for you.
Sure.
We next move on. Thank you, everyone. We next move on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R16215. Mr. Woods?
Yes, same as title.
Does anyone...
You have to read it.
I thought she had to read it first.
Do you want to move it in?
Come on. I move to for R16215 to be considered placed before council.
Okay.
Consideration and adoption.
Resolution 16215, honoring the life of Edward F. Doyle Jr. and expressing condolences to his family and friends.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16215.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R16215 is approved. Next, R16216. Mr. Smiley?
Mr. Cartier. Point of order, it's my resolution, Madam President. Councilman Cartier here.
Okay, Mr. Cartier?
Yes, I'd like resolution 16-216 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 16216, approving the refund of duplicate tax payments on 5400 Brandywine Parkway, tax parcel number 06011000081T0001. 600 Thornhill Drive, tax parcel number 11023-00057, and 2001 Ashkirk Drive, tax parcel number 11023-00061.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. This duplicate tax payment was brought forward by the Finance Department, the Chief Financial Officer, in conformance with County Code. Any refund more than $20,000 of taxes must come before County Council for review and a vote. This resolution, if approved, would authorize refund of duplicate tax payments, and it's in the amount of $440,955.57 going to the named parcel numbers, and essentially it's the Brandywine Town Center, which is located off Newman's Road. So we better hire new accountants.
Does anyone else have any questions or comments? I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16216.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll for our bill is 13 yes.
R16216 is approved. Next, R16217. Mr. Beller Street?
I move that resolution R16217 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 16217, amend the FY 2017 capital program, appropriate $121,500 from the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Justice Program, Bureau of Justice Assistance, for the Department of Public Safety Equipment Capital Project to assist and support the implementation of a body-worn camera program within the Division of Police.
I'll open the floor to the public. Does anyone from council have questions or comments?
As per title, Madam President.
Anyone else? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16217.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll for our bill is 13 yes.
R16217 is approved. Next, R16218 has been removed in the beginning. Moving on, R16219. Ordinance number 16219 opens under my sponsorship. I move that resolution number 16219 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16219, authorizing county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, and its affiliate local 3911 collective bargaining agreement.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16219.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll for our bill is 13 yes.
R16219 is approved. Next, R16220. Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like resolution 16-220, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 16220, authorizing the county executive to terminate the workforce housing agreement between Newcastle County and Brookview Townhomes Redevelopment LLC and to execute the Darley Green Workforce Housing Agreement.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Yes. We reviewed this pretty extensively in the Land Use Committee meeting, and this resolution, if it's approved by council tonight, will supplant, under the signature of the county executive, supplant the original workforce housing agreement that bound the, at that time, Renaissance Village, now Darley Green site, to a commitment of workforce housing units on the site. And this agreement does several things to preserve that mandate. Reflects the change in the design and the overall density of the project to lower the amount of workforce housing units. We're going to not go for an off-site requirement of 10%, and the original agreement was 10% off-site, 10% on-site. We're going to go with the new agreement, which will be 12% of the units, reflecting the new build-out density of 850, which would amount to about 107 workforce housing units on the site of Darley Green, a little over 12%. And they'll be deed restricted as such for a period of 10 years. We're allowing up to applicants, purchasers up to 120% of the area median income to apply for this. There is also a provision if these units can't be sold, they can be rented, where we can rent to folks with that 80% of area median income. And the developer, in exchange for all these things, commits to a designation of these units on the record plan of the subdivision, designating these units. They are not to vary in appearance. They are to be scattered throughout the remainder of the site. The site is only about half constructed. So I feel after 8 months of negotiations between the Department of Land Use and the developer applicant, that this is a very good and fair compromise, and it preserves the inclusionary housing element of the Dollar Green project, which is Newcastle County's first master plan, new urbanist project designed around compact, a design plan to encourage walkability and to take advantage of the planning aspect where we have amenities locally so that, you know, people are not necessarily going to need a two-car family. They can have one car and be able to walk and ambulate to go get the shop and recreate and take advantage of mass transit so they can, this is all part of the design criteria of the project. So I'm satisfied we're coming forward with it tonight. I know the attorney for the applicant is here. If council members have any further questions, I know land use is here as well, and I'm fully satisfied with this going forward, and this will enable the project to seek a completion through the release of building permits, and we're all happy to see that go proceed forward in Claymont. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Does anyone else from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Street?
Councilman talked about walkability. And as I said last meeting, I'm not going to let anybody forget that the folks who live there in the apartment complex, they didn't have to walk. They got ran away with no opportunity to come back. And this project is the epitome of displacing poor folks to the advantage of a developer and all those involved. I think it's fundamentally wrong, and every time it comes up, I'm going to say what I'm saying.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Anyone else from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R16220.
Mr. Bell?
Not voting.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 2 no, 1 not voting.
Thank you. R16220 is approved. Next, R16059. Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Like Resolution 16-059, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration. All right, we need on table.
Do you wish to lift the item from the table?
Madam President, I'd like to make a motion to lift from the table Resolution 16-059.
Substitute
number 16-059. I'd like to make a motion to lift it from the table.
Thank you. Thank you.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to Resolution 16059 to amend the Claymont Community Redevelopment Plan and Manual of Design Guidelines and modify the Brookview Design Guidelines Manual.
Next.
Thank you.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you. The design of dotted green, which was the, done on this, is being constructed on the site of a former Brookview apartment complex in Claymont, has a manual of design guidelines. So not only is the project being done in a fashion to be a walkable community, but also it is accompanied by manual of design guidelines to encourage architectural excellence and a pleasing built environment. What this substitute resolution to 16059 accomplishes is it modifies the design of the manor house, which council members saw at the land use committee meeting, which is a very large scale building, which has the appearance of a single unit, but is actually five units under the amended design guidelines. Previously, it was a four unit building. Now we'll go to a five unit. Previously, it was four units as a stacked townhouse configuration. With this amendment, it will reflect five separate units in a conventional side-by-side townhouse style design. But when you look at the unit, it appears that it has maybe one entrance. So it's a very clever use of built space that encourages density, but it has architectural grandeur and is really quite attractive. This revision to the design plan, the manual design guidelines, was approved by the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee, and we discussed the land use. There was a picture provided. Once again, the attorney for the applicant is here if any member of council has any questions about this, but it has been reviewed by land use, approved. It's been approved by the local Design Review Advisory Committee in Claymont and reviewed in land use, and I feel it's very beautiful design, and it will appropriately address the market demand that we have in the Claymont area.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Substitute 1 to R16059. Okay. Yeah, open it to the public. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Now, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Substitute 1 to R16059.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveal is 12 yes, 1 not voting.
Substitute to R16059 is approved. Moving on to ordinances, 16130. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 16130 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16130, amend the grant schedule to appropriate anticipated federal funds of $16,751,961 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Section 8 Housing Choice Vouchers 2017 grant.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. This represents $16,751,000 to the Section 8 voucher program. We have roughly 1,800 families in Newcastle County that are clients of the Section 8 program, which is a federally funded program. And typically, I would say this is for title because this is an annual allocation we receive from HUD. But with the incoming new administration starting next year, Dr. Ben Carson has been tapped to head up the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. Dr. Ben Carson believes that poverty is a choice. So I think that what we noticed historically is that when there are cuts in Washington, the HUD programs, including community development block grant funds, become very low-hanging fruit. We've been challenging for years now to make certain that we are having the adequate resources to take care of the low-income population, which oftentimes includes our senior population, and what you'll notice in the next two pieces of legislation that's going to be floor managed by Councilwoman Diller, these are programs that we use HUD dollars for the most part of. to provide these opportunities for our at-risk citizens here in Newcastle County. So we all need to be aware of what could happen to these dollars. This represents nearly $17 million, but we receive over $24 million annually from the U.S. Department of HUD. I can appreciate Councilman Weiner and his actions at NACO and lobbying very hard to make certain that counties still receive these funds. But I think we should all be aware that with the new administration coming in, this is likely to be low-hanging fruit when budgets start being cut in Washington, D.C. That's going to impact populations here in Newcastle County.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Mr. Street.
Well, at the last meeting, I talked about the problem we had with people sleeping on the street and people sleeping in parks, the challenge that we have with the homeless. And we lose this money, there's going to be 1,800 families sleeping on the street. So, you know, we have a responsibility to do all we can to fight to try to maintain the current level of funding so that people don't literally end up being in the street. So I acquiesce to everything that Councilman Holland said.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Any other members of council comments? Remarks? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16130.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call is 13. Yes.
16130 is approved. Next, 16131. Ms. Diller?
Yes. I ask that ordinance number 16-131 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16131, amend the grants budget transfer federal funding of $45,000 from the Community Development Block Grant. CDBG appropriate Newcastle County funding of $64,800 from the Department of Community Services FY 2017, approved operating budget general fund, and appropriate anticipated program income of $205,500 to the Summer Recreation Camps grant.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16131.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
16131 is approved. Next, 16132. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 16-132 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 16132, amend the annual operating budget, reduce the Department of Community Services, FY 2017, approved operating budget by $64,800 to provide funding towards the Summer Recreation Camps grant.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16132.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
16132 is approved. 16133, Mr. Bell and Mr. Street? Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I move that 16-133 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 16133, amend the grants budget appropriate federal funding of $306,700 from the United States Department of Justice to the utilizing a rapid DNA machine grant for the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety Division of Police.
Per title, Madam President.
I'll open the floor to the, does anyone else from council have questions or comments? Can I move on? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16133.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
16133 is approved. Next, 16134. Mr. Bell and Mr. Street?
Move it. Ordinance 16-134 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16134, amend the grants budget appropriate $38,325 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund, SLEEP, to the SLEEP 350 Weapon Mounted Lights Grant for the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety Division of Police.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments?
As per title.
Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16134.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
16134 is approved. Next, 16135. Mr. Ball, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President, I move the ordinance number 16-135 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 16135, amend the FY 2017 approved operating budget, increase the authorized position count for the Department of Public Safety by 4 telecommunicator 1 police positions in the Division of Emergency Communications.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16135.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
16135 is approved. Next, 16138. Mr. Bell?
Move that ordinance 16-138 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16138, amend the FY 2017 capital budget, appropriate $121,500 from the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for the Department of Public Safety Equipment Capital Project to assist and support the implementation of a body-worn camera program within the Division of Police.
As per title.
Does anyone else from council have questions or comments? Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. This is a companion to our resolution 16217, and I wanted to take the time to commend the county executive, commend the police chief and the department for moving forward with this. In serious incidents across the country, as a result of serious incidents, as a result of actually police shootings across the country, this is one of the things that's been advocated for. And some jurisdictions have refused to do it, and I appreciate the leadership here, and it reduces the likelihood of there being a question as to what actually happened when there is an unfortunate situation between police officers and citizens. It also, when our officers are right, it'll make it clear that they are right, and if in situations there's some issues, that'll be brought forward too. But I commend the county executive, police chief, and the department for, in my opinion, having the courage to move forward with this.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Does anyone else from council have any comments or remarks? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16138.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Streets?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
16138 is approved. Next, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions. There was only one item which we passed and I presented earlier. Next, K, introduction consideration of emergency ordinance. We have
L.
Mr. Spiney? Okay. Next, does anyone from the public wish to address council? Mr. Spiney?
Under other, and I apologize to council for taking some more of your time tonight. My intent was to put this on the record at the land use meeting, but unfortunately I had to leave before I got an opportunity. I think I've spoken to a couple other council members who've come across this. This is relatively new to me, so I'm going to throw it out here. And I'm not looking for a resolution to it because we don't have it. I have two situations in my district with adjoining properties where the one property owner needs repairs to the home in one, and then the other needs a diagnosis as to why they're having water problems. One situation, the adjacent neighbor refuses to allow a contractor up on the roof because they need to be on their roof to fix the other roof. The other one need the conservation district to have access to the adjoining property to determine why the water is running into the other home. My research, and I've tried, I personally visited the homes, left cards, sent personal letters imploring them to let me mediate, try to get something done. Currently, Ombudsman is butting his head against the wall. My research has shown that right now the only resolution available is from the judiciary arm of government. They have to sue to gain a cross-access easement. You know, it's a shame that, you know, neighbors, that it comes to this. But there's nothing that any level of government can do to correct this. We can't require people to allow access to home. It has to go through the judiciary process. I say all of that to go on the record here this evening. Unfortunately, there's no developers here. One of us here has left, the attorney. But I'm going on the record. I understand there are by right plans that I've bit my tongue and voted on before. But for me personally, it will be what it will be, but I am not voting for any plans in anyone's district that has adjoining properties unless the developer goes on the record that they will include cross-access easements in their deed restrictions, purchase agreement, because only they have a right to do it beforehand by including it in the deed restrictions. I'm not going to support it. I and the rest of us that have this have to, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do for those that are there now, but I'm not going to be part of creating this ongoing problem into the future. So I just wanted to put that on the record for whoever is out there. You know, I thought strong and hard about this, and I was going to go on a record with the 7th District, but you know what? I can't support it anywhere. Because it's not because people buy into these homes. We all know the surprises, but this is freaking ridiculous. So, I just wanted to put it out on the record. Again, I apologize for taking your time, but buy right, not right, whatever. I'm not voting for anything where people can't get their freaking houses fixed because they've got a dispute with a neighbor. Just wanted to get it on the record. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Does anyone else have any wish to address council? Seeing none, is there...
Yo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Street.
Well, if you looked at what was online in the news journal over the weekend, the new county administration and the new mayor administration, and I was invited to a meeting yesterday as they bring in, there was evidently a discussion with somebody from Louisville to talk about combining, working together with county services and city services. And I know you can see I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but I don't care. As far as I was concerned, that was a warning shot
that they're sending, that they're going, as I predicted during the election, make every effort to go to metropolitan government. So on the one hand, I did ask, and this council, I think unanimously, asked you to send a letter to the governor-elect, the county executive-elect, and the mayor-elect to talk about a multi-jurisdictional task force as it relates to policing in and around the city. But I want to make it clear, they fired their warning shot, I'm firing mine back. Other than what we have and the need for inter-jurisdictional policing temporarily, when they go to make that move to metropolitan government and they want to eliminate the city charter, eliminate city council, and just say that the city no longer needs to exist, because what's going to happen is by March, April, the new administration will probably say, we've got this, that, and the other deficit. We can't afford this. We can't afford that. Well, that's the state's fault. Okay? They took away a percentage of the wage tax in 1978, and as far as I'm concerned, if we had close to that $400 million over the last 30-some years, the city wouldn't have a financial situation. But I want to make it clear, since as far as I'm concerned, they fired their warning shot, let me fire mine back. I will work with all the leaders in the city of community, in the city of Wilmington that I can find, to adamantly oppose any effort to go to metropolitan government. And I will advocate that that be done through demonstration, litigation, and any legal means necessary. Because just because you got elected and you're new administrators, if you think you're going to take this city without a fight, you're sadly mistaken.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I was present at the meeting yesterday, and Councilman Street is correct in what the meeting was about. What I found very strange about the meeting is that there was no representation there from the city of Newark. There was no representation there from the city of Middletown, which has a footprint probably larger than the city of Wilmington. So it just seems to me that the target was the city of Wilmington. I think that if there's going to be any serious discussion, there should have at least been representation there from other jurisdictions within Newcastle County. Wilmington is not the only incorporated jurisdiction in Newcastle County.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Any other comments? Mr.
Councilman Street, I was at that meeting too, and with all due respect to whatever they were trying to accomplish, it's an hour of my life I'll never get back. Quite honestly. And to me, I understand what you're saying, and I support what you and Councilman Hollins and others have tried to do with the city before. And to me, if you look at cooperating, because that's what we're looking at doing, is cooperating to help resolve an issue of crime or whatever, that versus metropolitan government is like the difference between dating and marriage. The one you walk away from, the other one, oh, hell no. So, excuse me, the bottom line is, you are not alone in this, and I support you, both of you, fully in whatever we've got to do. So, not looking to get married to the city or anybody else.
Council, perhaps I suggest that we add this to a committee agenda, since this was not noticed for discussion. Yes? Mr. Powers.
Okay. A couple things. One, with what Councilman Smiley said on drainage, I have a lot of problems in my district. If it's a tax ditch, I have no problem. If it's a public ditch, the only recourse for my constituents is suing each other over filling in a ditch, which is all under state law. And we've had the same problem with the conservation district trying to correct where a neighbor has filled in their backyard and flooded the people upstream. Something needs to be done on that. The other thing, I was not at the meeting when I hear of an ex-mayor of Louisville, and I've been in Louisville quite a few times, probably a week at a time. It's a big city. The city's as big as the whole county, so that's not the same as what they're talking about in this county.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Any other comments? Seeing none, is there a
motion to adjourn?
Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.
Oh, yeah, since I can't do this individually without violating FOIA, have a nice holiday.